Boker Tov. A little taste of Rashi before we get on our day preparing for Shabbat. The Torah says, "V'yitein lecha Elohim itala shamayim mishmaneh haaretz v'rov dagan v'tirosh." Seems to be the beginning of the bracha of Yitzchak to Yaakov. But Rashi notes that it says, "V'yitein lecha Elohim." If it's the beginning of the brachot, it should say, "Yitein lecha Elohim." V' implies that it's a continuation of something, not the beginning of something. So Rashi has two comments. Number one, he says, "Yitein v'yachzor v'yitein," which means that it's the kind of v'yitein which is continuous. Get back to that in a second. But he says, "Lafi pshuto," but according to the pshat, "Musav le'inyan arishon." Re'ei re'ach b'nish natan lo kadosh baruch hu kire'ach sadeh v'od yitein lecha mitala shamayim. In this case, it's not really part of the bracha, it's actually an introduction to the bracha. It goes off the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk noted, Yitzchak noted that Yaakov had the smell of a sadeh. Rashi points out it's the sadeh of Gan Eden. And basically Yitzchak is saying that, oh, you should continue to have this smell. Okay, but according to the first pshat, where it says, Yiten v'yachzor v'yiten, what does that mean? You should give, you should be given, and you should continue to be given. So there's two explanations. And Mizrahi gives the explanation that it means that you should be given your bracha, and then you should be given the bracha of Avraham. In other words, it's an additional giving. There's another explanation, the Guriari has this as well, I think maybe a little bit more of a modern explanation might be, we have in modern terminology, we have a concept called regression to the mean, which means that if somebody has a lot of luck, right, he keeps having luck, so the chances are that it's going to eventually stop and he's going to kind of go the other way and have a little bit of non-luck. Why? Because on average, we all have the same amount of luck. We all have the same amount of good fortune. So if you have too much, so eventually it's going to kind of pull back. And so the bracha that Yitzchak is giving to his son Yaakov is that shouldn't happen to you. You should have lots of bracha, and then you should continue to have lots of bracha. It should never be a situation where it has to be pulled back because you're having too much mazal. Shabbat shalom.